Guys, we have one more storyteller tonight to close out the evening from Arcade Brewery, creative director Lance Curran.
I love Ren Faire.
Sorry.
I knew
I nothing but good times. My family. Thanks for having us, and thanks for drinking our beer. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I came up with my idea for my story before I knew the theme, so I'm going to ignore the shit out of that. But my idea was more to talk about. Everyone wants to talk about video games, and Arcade does a lot of video games, but we also do a lot with comics. And I'm more of a. Well, I love video games, but I love comics a lot. And one of my new favorite comics is a comic called Sex Criminals.
Yeah!
So basically, the heroes and sex criminals, their superpower is when they have an orgasm, they stop time. It's amazing. They go on nice adventures. But one of the coolest things about sex criminals is the letters page. They have a letters page called Just the Tips. One of the first issues I read of sex criminals, one of the people read in about wood stash of porn. So like. And that just clicked with me because as a kid, I grew up in rural Indiana. I would find porn in the woods all the time. Like as a kid, like walking through the woods, and I was like, "Wow, this actually happened to other people." I thought this was something that was just me. I just came across. I had some weird nose for porn in the woods. You know, I just find it. Apparently, no, that happens to a lot of people. So this made me start thinking about, like, as a kid growing up, all the weird shit places I found porn. So my earliest memory, I had been like 6 or 7 years old. I was hanging out with my friend Luke, and who later became a finalist on American Idol. It was weird. Yeah. But I was hanging out with him, and we were going back through a back alley, and suddenly came through this huge stash of porn. And so we start opening up, looking at it, and we were very confused. Because we were trying to figure out where women went to the bathroom. We couldn't figure that out. We saw the pubic square, and for some reason we thought the hole was in the center of like the front of the triangle, and that was like something we were discussing, like, why do they sit? I still think about it. So we were looking at this, you know, figuring it out, and then suddenly I hear Luke's mom like, Luke, and I hear her coming, and you know, as a good friend, I took the fuck off. I got the hell out of there. I was really scared about being caught with all this porn. So I kind of hid in the bushes, and so my friend Luke suddenly reacted to his mom coming around the corner. He starts tearing up all the porn. He's like, "Mom, I found all this dirty stuff back here." She starts tearing it up, and she's like, "What are you doing?" So that was my earliest memory of finding porn just off in the middle of nowhere. The second way I found porn, it wasn't even in the woods. This is a weird story, but my brother had like this filthy. My older brother had this filthy gym bag, and he liked to store all his porn there because he knew no one was going to open his bag but his little brother. And so, as a little kid, you know, I'd find his porn stash, and when he wasn't around, go through it. But for some reason, I decided to start taking this into other rooms of the house to read, and of course, forget about it. And so my parents found it, and my parents were slightly religious, became settlers as I got older, and when they found out about it, it was amazing because I didn't get in any trouble because they thought my brother was corrupting me. They found out it was my brother's, so it was like, I was like ready to get in all this trouble, just sort of like the same time with my friend Luke, and realized a pattern of how I can get out of all this trouble. Let's blame my brother. I was always being corrupted. I was innocent all the time. Years later in high school, I remember hanging out with some friends. We had this local college. It was an all-male college. I got ripped off. heterosexual male. Called Wabash College in Indiana. And we had found these tunnels under the ground, like where they were like heating or like industrial tunnels where they worked on stuff. But anyways, we were walking through one night and saw a light on in the tunnel. We're like, hey, what is that? We were able to pop open the lid. And so we started exploring these tunnels under the school. And of course, at the end of one of the tunnels was someone's huge stash of porn. lo and behold. that was very strange. And so, you know, again, we kind of flipped through it, and it was, you know, semi-alright porn. It wasn't that great. We moved on from there. A few years later, there was this really creepy place in my hometown. It used to be a slaughterhouse.
And as a kid at night you could hear the pigs like screaming like night. Like it was creepy at night. You sit on your porch, it was creepy. It was one of the, you know, that's probably why I have a lot of problems as an adult. But I could always hear these pigs screaming. But years later it became abandoned, and it was one of those haunted places you kind of dared people to explore. So as a high schooler we decided to explore it. And when we started exploring it, we suddenly found a mattress with lots of porn and a dildo. So someone had been using this scary, very... Not the funnest place I would think to get your rocks off, but hey, to each their own. The smell of rotted pigs and you know, whatever. So that was another strange place. So as I got older, moved to Chicago in 2001. I got my first job in Chicago was walking dogs. Got jobs walking dogs. Learned city, and that was an awesome job because everyone's like happy to see you. You're like, oh. Amazing. So, coming from Indiana, you let your dogs go out, they shit, they come back to the house. I'd never picked up dog shit with my hands before. That was a weird thing for me to finally realize that people actually did that. Yo, you touch shit? Alright. Into the bag. That was weird for me to understand. So my first time doing it, I walk through the alley and go to throw it away, and right here next to the trash can, a huge stack of porn. I'm like, what? Look at all this porn. And it's funny because I've never owned porn in my life. I was able to find porn very easily. And I just thought that was weird and a thing that just kind of, yeah. Porn can be found in the strangest places. It's amazing. Unless you look. I was also pretty good at video games, and that's all I got.
Thank you, Lance. I am right there with you as far as I'm a big comic guy. Sex Criminals is fucking